The Council unanimously adopted a resolution on preventing terrorists from acquiring weapons, focusing on preventing the flow of small arms. Three leading UN officials involved in counter-terrorism briefed on the complex efforts being undertaken by multiple agencies and committees to fulfil the organisation's promise to take an all-of-UN approach. Jahangir Khan, who's the officer in charge of the newly created UN Office of Counter-Terrorism, underlined what was at stake.
The spectre of terrorists acquiring lethal technologies and new weapons, including weapons of mass destruction, poses a serious threat to peace and security. For this reason, we welcome the consideration of today's Security Council resolution on preventing terrorists from acquiring weapons. This initiative goes to the heart of the Secretary-General's efforts to make prevention the core mission of the United Nations.
Mr. Khan said that terrorist access to stockpiles of government-owned weapons, as well as legal and illegally acquired guns, were an ongoing concern, with the use of the so-called dark web to buy arms especially worrisome. He said weapons of mass destruction in terrorist hands could be especially devastating, and clear guidelines already existed for states to help them deal with this deadly threat.
The recent use of chemical weapons by terrorist groups in certain regions shows that this threat is not simply theoretical. The implementation of the obligations under Security Council Resolution 1540 and 2325 are vital to prevent non-state actors from acquiring and using nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. An effective response to a weapons of mass destruction attack is also crucial.
The acting head of the Security Council Counter-Terrorism Committee Executive Directorate, or CTED, Wei-Xiong Chen, said member states needed to build on progress made so far by reviewing and strengthening laws against terrorist weapons trafficking. They needed to prevent the flow of weapons to conflict zones and implement arms embargoes, together with strengthening cooperation and partnerships at all levels.
Preventing and eliminating the supply of weapons to terrorists is a complex task, but please rest assured the CTED will continue to strengthen its engagement with the UN entities and international and regional organizations in accordance with the relevant Security Council resolutions to assist member states to deny terrorist access to weapons.
The head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, Yuri Fedotov, echoed the call for greater cooperation and information sharing in order to create an effective and unified front against terror.
There remain many challenges with preventing, detecting, investigating and successfully prosecuting illicit trafficking in weapons, including inadequate regulatory environments and data collection, lack of specialized skills and equipment, and lack of coordination within and between countries and regions.
A senior official from the international police organization Interpol also briefed the Security Council, asking each national delegation to make sure that they were doing everything possible to prevent terrorist access to weapons at a time of unprecedented threat. Matt Wells, United Nations.